another hand of applause. Amen. Let us bow our heads and pray. Lord Jesus, creator of heavens and earth, give of every gift, we come before thy throne of mercy. Lord Jesus, we know songs have been sung, special songs has been sung, prayers has been made, babies have been dedicated unto thee. Now we are waiting for the coming of the word. May you help us, Father God, as I stand here as mute as a trumpet without a voice. May you take me by the side and blow me, O God, to bring the unsearchable riches of the Lord. Help every brother and every sister to be in divine presence, to be able to hear thee as you speak to us. We know, Father God, that we are just unworthy before thee, but we are coming unto thee, the worthy one, Lord Jesus, that may give us spiritual food in due season, and that, Father God, at the end we may be careful to give thee glory and honor. We pray, Father God, as we commit this service unto thee, that, Father God, you may take me, Father God, Lord Jesus, as I stand before thine heritage. I know, Father God, it is very difficult to stand before the purchase of the Lord, that, Father God, everyone has to be very careful what he said. But I pray, Father God, that you may come and take center stage and speak unto us and bring us, Father God, into thy presence, so that when we leave this place, Father God, we may be rejoicing, Lord Jesus. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. I greet you all in the wonderful name of our Lord Jesus Christ. I'm so glad to be in the house of the Lord after a long period during the lockdown. But now that we are permitted to worship or to come together, it is wonderful. So before we sit down, I would like to thank the pastor for having to trust me stand before his church. I know I am unworthy. There are many preachers who are able. I can see my brother Ben Taruchka, my brother Caleb, and many other preachers who are inside there. They are well more than able to preach the word of God, and will leave this place blessed. But unfortunately, it seems as the Lord is had to bring me a spare tire to stand before you. Amen. I'm inviting your attention to the book of Numbers, the 14th chapter, from verse 11 to verse 20. It's quite a lengthy reading. They found the bless.
I can see Brother Tapio Moyo should have been the one.
He's a weapon in the hand of the Lord.
Like
some of us.
And the Lord said unto Moses, how long will these people provoke me? And how long will it be they believe me for all the signs which I have showed among them? I will smite them with the pestilence and disinherit them, and will make of thee a great nation and mightier than they.
Amen.
If it was you and
We are going to rejoice greatly that the Lord is going to make a great nation out of me, but not
Moses.
Amen. And Moses said unto the Lord,
Moses shakati kuna Jehovah,
then the Egyptians shall hear it.
Vaijipita vachazvinzwa.
For thou broughtest up these people in thy mighty from among them.
Nokuti makaburitsa vanhu pakati pavo nesimba guru.
And they will tell it to the inhabitants of this land.
Vachazvitaura kune vagari venyika ino.
For they have heard that thou art among these people.
Nokuti vakanzwa kuti imi Jehovah muri pakati pavanhu.
That thou, Lord, that thou, Lord, art seen face to face, and that thy cloud standeth over them, and thou goest before them day by day time in a pillar of a cloud and in a pillar of cloud of fire by night.
Amen.
It reminds me of David after the death of
Saul.
He said, don't tell it to the Philistines. He said, how are the mighty fallen? He had to rend his clothes. Just like Moses was saying, now if thou shalt kill all these people as one man, then the nation which have heard the fame of thee will speak, saying, because the Lord was not able to bring these people into the land which he swore unto them before, therefore he has slain them in the wilderness. And now I beseech thee, let the power of my Lord be great according as thou hast spoken, saying, the Lord is long-suffering and of a great mercy, forgiving iniquity and transgression, and by no means clearing the guilty, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children of the third and fourth generation.
Jehovah unononoka kutsamwa, une nyasha huru, unokanganira zvakaipa nokudarika, haangatombopedzi munhu une mhosva, unorova vana nokuda kwezvakaipa zvamadzibaba avo kusvikira.
Pardon, I beseech thee, the iniquity of these people according unto the greatness of thy mercy, and as thou hast forgiven these people from Egypt even until now. And the Lord said, I have pardoned according to thy word.
We'll
ask our brother to pray for us.
Amen.
Yes, Lord
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Brother Tsurai.
Yes, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen. 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 Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen.
We may be seated.
Amen.
As we are sitting down, want to read Acts chapter 7. From verse 54 to verse
60.
When they had these things, they were cut to the heart, and they gnashed on him with their teeth. But he, being full of the Holy Ghost, looked up steadfastly into heaven, and saw the glory of God, and Jesus standing on the right hand of God. And said, behold, I see the heavens opened, and the Son of Man standing on the right hand of God. Then they cried out with a loud voice and stopped their ears, and ran upon him with one accord.
zvino vakadanidzira nenzwi guru vakadzivizirira nzeve dzavo vakamhanyira kwaari vose pamwe chete.
Amen. They have to stop their ears.
Vakatoita zvekuvhara nzeve.
They knew that what he's saying is true.
Vaiziva kuti ari kutaura chokwadi.
But they have to stop their ears.
Asi vaifanira kuvhara nzeve.
Like a man who is trying to soothe his conscience.
Semunhu ari kuedza kunyaradza hana yake.
He knows the truth.
Anoziva chokwadi.
And cast him out of the city and stoned him, and the witnesses laid down their clothes at the young man's feet, whose name was Saul.
Vakamubuditsira kunze kweguta ndokumutaka namabwe zvapupu zvikaisa nguo dzavo patsoka dzejaya rainzi Sauro.
They stoned Stephen, calling upon God and saying, Lord Jesus, receive my spirit.
Vakataka Stefan nematombo achidana achiti, Ishe Jesu, gamuchirai mweya wangu.
And he kneeled down and cried with a loud voice, Lord, lay not this sin to their charge. And when he had said this, he fell asleep.
Amen. Guru achiti, Ishe, musava mhosva iyi yechivi. Akatareva izvozvo akavata murufu.
Lay not this sin to their charge.
Musapa mhosva yechivi pavari.
When he had said this, he fell asleep.
Akatareva izvi akavata murufu.
The song says,
you're not
in death,
murufu,
there is victory.
Mune kukunda.
In death,
mukufa,
there is life.
Mune upenyu.
When a seed dies,
kana mbeu yafa,
that's when it germinates.
Do ainobukira.
Amen.
Amen.
When someone loses his rights,
kana mumwe munhu arasikirwa nekodzero
dzake, that's when great victory comes.
Do panouya kukunda kukuru.
Our subject today,
chidzidzo chedu nhasi,
interceding one for another.
Kureve kunamatirana mumwe nomumwe.
Amen. What is to intercede?
Ko chinonzi kunamatira kana kureverera chi?
From a dictionary that I consulted, which may be shallow.
Dura manzikira ndaona pamwe harinyatsodzikisa mashoko
acho. To speak in order to persuade them to show pity.
Kureverera nyengetedza vanhu kuti vamunzwire tsitsi.
Amen. To show pity on or else to help settle an issue.
Kureverera kana kuedza kubatsiridza kugadzirisa nyaya
pairipo. Like an advocate. He is our advocate. To plead our case. Amen. If you go to the courts of law, just as a human being, you don't know the law terms or the law jargon. So they can just twist a phrase. Then you might start swimming. You don't know what to say. Some time ago, I attended a court case as a witness. Then I had time to sit and listen to different deliberations going on in the court. There was someone who was crushed by a car, was involved in a car accident. Then that very person has to sue the one who committed the crime. Then the one who committed the crime has to look for some witnesses. There in the box was standing one old man. Then the PP said the one who reported the issue says where this happened. He said it was a place where a zebra crossing was, and close by
are some shops.
The one involved in the accident was assisting school children crossing the road. Then the PP said, is that so? Then the old man nodded his head. Said, well, the accuser
uyu mupomeri
said he was struck by the car on the right side.
Hanzi akarohwa nemotokari kurudyi.
Then he said, was the car coming from the right or from the left?
Kanzi motokari yanga ichibva kuruboshwe here kana kuti yanga ichibva kurudyi.
Then the old man gazed into the air. And I saw the major just writing some notes. So when you're going to the law courts, you should be able to understand the law. Otherwise, you appear a fool. When you really have the case, so you need an advocate. Christ is our advocate.
Christu, diye kwetaredu.
He has to plead our case.
Ya anufana kumiririra nyati.
Amen. Today we are looking at this topic of interceding one for another.
Nasi tutaura pamsoro pechidzidzo.
But we cannot talk of intercession.
Hatikune kutaura pamsoro pekureverera.
Talk of an altar.
Tisina kutaura atari.
You cannot talk of an altar without talking of worship. You cannot talk of worship without talking of a sacrifice. Cannot talk of a sacrifice without a priest. The Bible says, we are priests and kings unto God, offering spiritual sacrifices. When people of the same kindred, same mind, are worshipping God, interceding one for another, that will bring God down, that will bring the heavenlies down, and you'll be sitting in the heavenly atmosphere.
Amen.
When everything in heaven is patterned, when everything on earth is patterned against the heaven,
and
one another, then God will be living among us. Amen. I believe you are in service today because God allowed us to be in service. I want to read Romans chapter 4 from verse 1. Romans 4 verse 1. The Bible says, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, wholly acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable
service.
Before it has to be a reasonable service, one has to offer himself. One has to forfeit his rights. One has to live for another. One has to forget about himself. Then his service should be reasonable. Abraham and Lot had an altercation. Then Abraham has to offer Lot the best of the choice. Then Lot went towards Sodom. The Bible said he set his tent towards Sodom. Like many of us who choose to do today, who choose to stay close to sin, who choose to do things that are worldly or some of them. Some people want to dress in unisex. You can either say this is put on by women, neither can you say it's put on by men. It's a worldly spirit. Staying very close to Sodom. So when they were playing their Sodomic music, he could hear it quite clear. Then he has to go nigh to Sodom. Until finally he was
in Sodom. Amen. Then they had to elect him a mayor. He was responsible of what will come in and what will go out. The prophet said he didn't realize that his children were going to be corrupted also. That his wife was going to be worldly. This is what will happen to people who want to stay close to Sodom. It's rather unfortunate that we are living in such a time whereby it's neither dark nor light. We are living in the evening time. You can't really say this person is a Christian.
Oh,
he's not a Christian.
Yes.
Both of them are going to church. Both of them have respected positions in church. Both of them can sing in church. Both of them can shout amen in church. Both of them can do anything that is expected of a Christian with the church. But the life, the sacrifice, is not reasonable. The Bible says this should be your reasonable service. Said, I beseech you, brethren, by the message of God, that you present your body a living sacrifice. How will your body become a living sacrifice? When you are pulling some crooked deals, when you are living in Sodom, when you are in church, when you are coming here pretending to be a believer, but you are not a believer. When we grew up, Chikabanga.
They called it a three-quarter shot.
When they say
those who are putting on trousers,
I squared it up now on a trousers.
That one with the three-quarter almost
feet.
Just
close below the knee.
When they see those that are also fit into that
one. Because
it's neither a trouser, but it looks like a short. But it's not a short.
There is a bed for the baby.
Circles the baby. But it's got wings and it can fly.
If you take it, one characteristic,
if you put it in the mouth, you want to put it in the category of bed. So we cannot really tell whether the bed, the mama, or
anything. Rinogara panyika. Rinogara mumvura. Rine maziso anotendera kutarisa kwarapa.
Vanhu
vakawanda vakadaro.
Vane
maziso anotendera kutarisa kwavapo. Vanokwanisa kunodya kuchechi. Vanokwanisa kunodya munyika. Panoitwa majokes nevanhu vemunyika. Vachisenda paWhatsApp. Iyoyo ndiyo fudyo ndzingi yake. Inomunakidza izvozvo. Kese kangokandwa pa WhatsApp. Ndiye president wacho, ndiye dini wacho. Anokwanisa kuzviparadzira kupa kune vamwe. Nekuti ndiwo upenyu hwake. Chiremwa remwe. Amen. So that person is not presenting his body as a living sacrifice. The Bible says, unto Cain and his offering, God had no respect. So before God accepts you, accept your sacrifice, he has to accept you first. You are the one God wants on the altar. When you are on the altar, then he accepts your sacrifice. Then you are able
Then you are able to intercede for others. The priest in the Old Testament has to live such a life that was acceptable by God, that he loved Israel. He loves the children of Israel, so that when he goes into sacrifice, he has to give a sacrifice for his for himself, then for the children of Israel. What if you go in there with a strange fire? Then you die. That's why we have many moving graves. Many Christians that are dead, such that a slight movement in church, a slight doctrine, a slight incident will be good enough to guarantee that person to stay home, to go to the beer hall, to chase after women, because he has a very good excuse. They are not living a Christian life. The pastor is very stingy. The pastor is not recognizing me.
Pastor,
the pastor does not love the congregants.
Pastor,
so that would be good enough for him or her to go to the biao. Not only men who go to the biao, even women go to the biao. Because it's a moving grave. Yes, they are coming to church, but the church is out of them. The word is not alive in them. So therefore they are not presenting their bodies a living sacrifice. Anyway, let's put that to rest. Amen. Otherwise we won't finish. Amen. A hidden life. Paragraph. Can you give us that quote, brothers? Paragraph 55. A hidden life. That's where we need to be. No matter what your experience is, if it's heartaches, if it's troubles, if it's upsets, if it's this, that, or the other, you are still walking in the light of God. You are living in the Shekinah glory, living there where Jesus is in his presence, that all things work together for good to them that love God. And you will love him. And you will love him. And you are walking in that mellow, soft, sweet, humble Christian life. Wouldn't you like to walk like that? There is not a person here but what wants to live in there. And friends, that's where you should live. If you want to know the secret of this life, if you want to know why these things is, one day, by the grace of God, he took me in there. That's right. That's what he does. It's nothing in yourself. You don't live for yourself no more. You live for others. Amen. You live for others. Something happened to you. You are no longer the same. Amen. You are a different person. God wants you on the altar first. Before you present your sacrifice that day on Calvary, Moses had to stand in the breach for the children of Israel. Amen. God was determined to destroy the children of Israel because they have sinned against him. So he wanted to make a new generation from Moses. Most of us, if you have a quarrel with someone or an understanding, when that someone falls into trouble, I will say God is just disciplining that person.
There is no God. You have got blind eyes. You are the one that does not see it. Because if you see it, you would feel for it. And then you say, may the Lord undertake.
Kana mwari wakugadzirisa munhu, iwo wofara vanobva vasiya.
And you rejoice, you will stay out of it.
The Bible said,
Bible rinoti,
vengeance is mine.
Asha nekutsiva ndezvangu.
Kwete zvako iwewe.
Not yours.
Ndezvamwari.
It is God. Hazvina
basa kuti munhu akutadzira kangani.
No matter how many people
akutadzira sei.
How much
you have no mended.
Hauna kana kodzero.
To revenge.
Yekuti utsive.
Unofana ngori sober.
Unofana kudengenuka.
Ukwanise kuziva zvekuita.
To know what
urarame upenyu hwechiKristu.
And live a Christian life.
Just imagine.
Chimbofungidzira.
David.
Davida.
He was called.
Akadanwa.
Of God.
Namwari.
He was anointed king.
Akazodzwa.
He actually knew.
I to see.
That I am going to be a king in Israel.
Ndini mambo Israeli ari kuti.
Hallelujah. Then a war broke out.
Ndopaitika
war. Between Israel and the Philistines.
Pakati Israel na Philistines.
David was heading sheep.
Davida achifudza mombe.
Looking after his father's sheep.
Achichengeta makwai ababa.
Then one day,
rimwe remazuva,
maybe after 40 days,
arimboti mazuva, shure mazuva 40,
Jesse said, can you go with some foodstuffs to your brethren?
Vakati takurewo chikafu kunopa vakoma vako.
Then David faithfully
Davida akatendeka,
took the food,
akatora chikafu.
But he never did forget his weapon.
Haana kukanganwa chimvii chake.
He went with his weapon.
Akaenda nechimvii chake.
It was not recorded.
Hazvina kumunyorwa.
In the armory of Israel.
Munochengetwa zvombo zveIsrael.
Why? Because the Philistines knew every weapon that Israel had.
Nokuti vaFilisti
vaiziva. They were the one who sharpened their spears.
Ndo vainorodza mapfumo avo nemapanga.
But they missed this one.
Asi vakapotsa chombo chaDavid.
Then Goliath.
Zvino Goliath
was boasting.
Akachijandara.
For 40 days.
Kamazova 40.
Say, bring a man.
Ndipei murume.
We don't want to shed much blood.
Ndatisafurai vanhu vakawanda.
Just give me one man.
Ndipei murume mumwe chete.
If I kill him,
ndikamuraya,
you become our servant.
Imimi mavaranda.
But if he kills me,
kana akandiuraya,
you become your servant.
Isu tavaranda venyu.
40 days boasting.
Kamazova 40 achidzandarara.
But maybe on the 39th day.
Ndatimboti zuva rechi 39.
During the evening. David was seen in the camp. Then early morning, he went to salute his brethren. Then he heard a man boasting in the valley. Say, give me a man. And every Israelite was running to find a place to hide himself. But it amazed David. Ndimimi vatendi ve end time message.
You the believers of the end time.
Asi muri kutya corona.
But you are afraid of corona.
Muri kutya AIDS.
You are fearful of AIDS.
Muri kutya cancer.
Fearful of cancer.
Amen. Muri kutya TB.
Fearful of tuberculosis.
Ah, doctor akati I have bronchitis.
The doctor says I have got a special condition.
I don't have to miss the tablets.
I cannot skip the tablets.
Where is your God?
Kumari wako ari pi?
Takuda kuona mwari we spoken word kwete mwari akangonyorwa kumadziro kwechitima.
Not a god who's
takuda kuona zvaita nguva ya Elijah.
We want to see him
kuti
zvizvokorori
nekuti akati aurai this way again. He said I'm going to preach once again to the peoples of Africa. So if he is preaching unto us, where are his miracles?
Kumina nacho iripi?
Want to see him?
Tudomona.
Want to see the God of Elijah?
Tudakuona mwari wa Elia.
When Elijah was coming back,
Elisha panga kutso.
Escorting Elisha.
Achipirikedza
Elisha. He had a second-handed robe.
Wakanga ine hanzu yaimbo.
He came to the same water.
Ndopashika pamvura dzimwe chete.
The same cancer.
Cancer imwe chete.
Dzaiti dzikaona pillar of fire.
That when they see the pillar of fire.
Dzotanga kusheka.
They would shake.
Elisha akasvika pa cancer imwe chete.
Elisha got to the same.
Akati, where is the God of Elijah?
Akati, mwari wa Elia ari piko?
You want to see that happening?
Tida kuzviona izvi.
The same cancer.
Cancer dzimwe
chete. The same BP.
BP dzimwe chete.
Hanzi afa ne yellow.
This is died of yellow.
Oh. Where is the God of Elijah?
Kumwari wa Elia ari pi?
We talk of problems. In churches. Where is the God of Elijah?
Kumwari wa Elia ari pi?
zvimwe zvinhu zvinoitika kana zvatinoita tikatora tepi toiridza apa tinonyara kuti muprofita akasankishena here zvatiri kuita
izvi
kana kuti ndisu.
Or it's our committee that is set down.
See your human feelings.
Maoni Rivan.
Hasi mwari, hasi mprofita ipfungwa dzako.
God, it's not the prophet, it's your mind.
Nekuti kana mprofita akataura achiti, if I disagree with a brother, as the east is from the west, and I can't embrace him, say, may God bless you, brother, I ought to visit the altar. So all of us should come to the altar right now.
Nofana kuya paatari, nash.
Kana tine vanhu vatinovenga
pana mhanyira pata. We must come to the altar.
We are not living for others.
Hatisikuraramira vamwe.
That's not interceding.
Hakusikuriririra
ka. Something else.
Zvimwewo zvinhu.
Hatifaniri kuti tikanzwa kuti church yekwakati totasa kusaita.
A certain church and we look the other side.
Kana muchechi imo muna vana vaMwari.
If in that church
vana vaMwari muri kupesana
papi. And you are a child of God, then where is the difference?
Kana uri kuterera tepi yakaparidzwa nemuprofita uchiita
amen.
Iye achiterera tepi yakaparidzwa nemuprofita achiita
amen.
Where's your problem?
Dambudziko riri papi?
We have to be ashamed of ourselves.
Tinofanira kunyara nezvatii.
Amen.
Amen.
We should come to the altar and say, Lord, may you forgive us. We badly need the altar in this church and in Harare, in Zimbabwe, in our families. We badly need the altar. We should be ashamed of ourselves. Tinondishamisa pasta chesa wanga asina munhu wakavenga.
Pasta chesa
Jesus tabva kuna pasta chesa takuona damudziko papi?
We the offspring of pasta chesa, where is our problems coming from?
Tirikurwana papi?
Where is the problem?
Amen. Manyararaka.
You've gone quiet.
Let me say it again. Pastor Chesa was a Christian 100%.
Vanga vari muKristu 100%.
Yo uri muKristu 5%, 2%,
0%. 5% Christian, 2%, maybe even 0%.
Why can't you love your enemies?
What do you think munhu
ano? The Bible say love your enemies.
Ida muvengi wako.
Amen.
Amen.
Can we say amen to that? Love your enemies.
Ida muvengi wako.
Irregardless of what they have done.
Zvisine kuti vakakuitira.
Irregardless of what they are doing.
Zvisine kuti vari kuitei pari zvino.
If David,
kana Davida,
was being hunted down by Saul.
Aivhimwa naSaul.
Found Saul in a cave sleeping.
Ndokubaona Saul ari mupaka.
Then one of the generals said,
Joab akati,
let me just smite him once. And David knew that is not going to miss.
Haatombopotsa.
Amen.
Amen.
Because he was a sniper. He knew he is not going to miss. And one arrow is death. David said, stretch not your hand against the anointed of the Lord. For who will be guiltless if he stretch his hands against the Lord's anointed? So are you guiltless? Are you guiltless? Can we stand up and say, I'm guiltless? How many people, how many arrows have we stretched against the anointed of the Lord? We should be ashamed of ourselves. If you say evil against a brother, the brother is absent. You are killing your brother. If you say evil against a sister in her absence, you are killing your sister. You are a murderer doing cold blood murder in the books of God. David said, who can stretch his hands against the Lord's anointing and be guiltless? Amen. Shall we read 1 Samuel, 25th chapter?
Samuel, Tanga, 13.
25, from verse 21. Chapter 25, verse 21. Now David said, surely in vain have I kept all that this fellow had in the wilderness, so that nothing was missed of all that pertained unto him, and he requited me evil for good.
Zvino David akati zvirokwazvo ndaichengeta hangu zvinhu zvose zvomunhu uyu nhando murenje hakuna chinhu chimwe chake chakarashika akanditsiva nezvakaipa.
Sorry, we'll come to that later. Let's go back to First Samuel chapter 13.
Alright, that we end up in Samuel chapter 13.
Okay. The account that I want is when David found Saul in the cave. Can find that one for me? Oops, 23. Not 24. First Samuel chapter 24. I'm sorry for that. From verse 17. Can you read, my brother?
Akati kuna Davida, iwe uno
kundi kundi. Let's start from verse 10.
Right, tangi bandima 10. Charira zvarino meso enyu akaona kuti Jehovha wakakuisai nhasi mumaoko angu mubapo. Vamwe vakati ndikuurayei asi ndakakuregai. Ndikati handikatambanudzi ruoko rwangu kuna She wangu nokuti ndiye muzodziwa waJehovha. Zvino baba wangu tarirai hoyo mupenderi wenguo yenyu muruoko rwangu. Nokuti zvandakagura mupenderi wenguo yenyu ndikasakuurayai, muzive muone kuti hakuna chakaipa kana kudarika kwandiri. Handina kutadzirai nyangwe makandivhima kuti munditorere upenyu hwangu. Jehovha ngaatonge pakati pangu nemi, Jehovha ngaatsive kwamuri, asi ruoko rwangu harungarwi nemi. Sezvinoreva shumo yekare kuno wakaipa kunobuda zvakaipa, asi ruoko rwangu harungarwi nemi.
Amen. 17.
Verse 17. Akati kuna Davida, iwe unondikunda pakururama, nokuti iwe wandiitira zvakanaka, asi ini ndakakuitira zvakaipa. Warondedzera nhasi pawakandiitira zvakanaka, nokuti hauna kundiuraya, nyange Jehovha wakanga andiisa muruoko rwako. Nokuti kana munhu achinga awana muvengi wake, ungamurega here achienda? Naizvozvo Jehovha ngaakuripire zvakanaka nokuda kwezvawandiitira nhasi. Zvino tarira, ndinoziva kuti iwe uchazova mambo zvirokwazvo, uye ushe hweIsraeri huchasimbiswa muruoko rwako.
Amen.
Naizvozvo pika zvino kwandiri naJehovha kuti haungaparadziwa navanhu.
Chii chakaita kuti Sauro aone kuti Dhavhidhi achava mambo?
What made Saul to realize David would be king?
His behavior.
Mazvibatiro ake.
He interceded for Saul's folly.
Akareverera upenzi hwaSaul.
He stayed the hand of the general from Saul.
Akadzivisa murwi kutaurai Saul.
And he has to rehearse it to Saul.
Ndokubatozvirondedzera kuna Saul.
When he did rehearse it to Saul.
Akazvirondedzera kuna Saul.
Saul knew that it was true.
Sauro akaziva kuti chokwadi ichi.
Then from those words,
kubva kumashoko aya,
he said, of a truth you are going to be a king.
But zviro kwazvo uchava mambo.
Amen.
Amen.
First, it was God.
Anga ari Mwari.
Who said David you are going to be a king?
Akati Davhidhi uchava mambo.
Then second, it was his enemy.
Akanga
ari Mwari. Who echoed the same.
Akataura mashoko mamwe chete.
Hallelujah. The Bible says,
Bible not,
if a man lives a righteous life, even his enemies will become his friends. How many of your enemies are your friends? The reason, is because you are not presenting your body a living sacrifice.
Amen.
Let's go to 2 Samuel. I hope I won't go overboard my time. 2 Samuel, chapter 1.
Samuel 1,
verse 6.
And
the young man that told him said, "As I happened by chance upon Mount Gilboa, behold, Saul leaned upon his spear, and lo, the chariots and the horsemen followed hard after him."
Amen.
And when he looked behind him, he saw me and called unto me, and I answered him, "Here I am." He said unto me, "Who art thou?" And I answered him, "I am an Amalekite."
We don't want Amalekites amongst us. People that show the Amalekite behavior.
The
behavior of the Amalekites.
He said unto me, "Again, stand, I pray thee, upon me, and slay me, for anguish is come upon me, because my life is yet whole in
me."
So I stood upon him and slew him, because I was sure that he could not live after that he was fallen. And I took the crown that was upon his head, and the bracelet that was on his arm, and have brought them hither unto my lord. Then David took a hold of his clothes and rent them, and likewise all the men that were with him. And they mourned and wept and fasted until evening. For Saul and Jonathan his son, and for the people of the Lord, and for the house of Israel, because they were fallen by this sword. And David said unto the young man that told him, "Whence art thou?" And he answered, "I am the son of a stranger, an Amalekite." And David said unto him, "How wast thou not afraid to stretch forth thine hand to destroy the Lord's anointed?" Hamadzangu zvinhu zviri mumBhaibheri in black and white.
These things are written in the Bible, black and white.
Zvanzi nemuprofita. Mwari anoisa mabharikezi munzira yemutadzi. But anojamba mabharikezi aya achienda kunotadza.
Prophet says God puts buckets in the way of the sinner, but he circumvents all of them.
Uri kutojamba mascripture. Uri kutojamba machapter nemachapter uchinotadza.
Going to sin.
Uri kutoziva kuti brother ava kunyangwa asi kufamba zvakanaka asi hama yangu.
Even if he's not moving right, he's my brother.
Iwo mukoma wako chai chai buda ndibudewo. Mai vamwe baba vamwe.
Same father, same mother.
Akatora mukadzi wako.
When they take your wife,
unoita sei?
What would you do?
Unomutema nedemo?
Will you take an axe and cut off his head?
Hamusangani kumariro kana kumichato.
Won't you be meeting at the funerals and the weddings?
Hamutotaurani zvakanaka.
Don't you speak well of one another?
Nekuti mukoma wako.
Because they are your brother.
Uyu mukoma wako kana kuti munin'ina wako.
Your brother or sister.
Whether aumburuka madhaka, whether ane china, mukoma wako.
They still remain your kindred.
Munin'ina wako.
They are your young brother, young sister.
Muprofita wakati madifference tichange tina kusvika tapinda muvhu.
The prophet says we'll have differences until we go to the grave.
Saka hapana chinangwa kana chikonzero chekuvengana.
So there is no justifiable reason to hate one another.
We should still love one another irregardless.
Tofana kudanana zvisinei.
Amen.
Amen.
David ari kutovimbwa nemunhu ari kuti
ndauraya Saul.
Someone is coming to
tell
me, I have killed your enemy Saul.
Do
not fear to stretch forth thine hand to destroy the Lord's anointed.
He was a heathen.
And then you hear brothers and sisters say, I'd rather conduct business with a heathen than a brother.
Brother Bruto, never you trust a heathen.
Then he says, you must not
trust
either.
Never you trust a heathen.
How then do you trust the heathen?
Ngatitore panyama.
Let us talk of
Makwiramiti.
This one is from the Makwiramiti family.
Uyu ndiwe kwa Muti.
And this one is the Muti family.
Unotanga kudawa kwa Muti uchisiwa kwa kwa Makwiramiti.
Would you first want to live to love Mingo the Muti without your family? That is
confused.
You are confused.
Uchatodawe kwako.
You must love those of your people.
Politician.
Now you want the politicians to
Mao weku China.
Mao in China.
Akataura na Shanghai Sheikh.
He spoke to Shanghai Sheikh.
Huh? Ma Japanese are invading China.
When the Japanese were invading China.
Akat, you are my brother.
And he says,
let's fight
brother.
The enemy. And we'll solve our dispute later on. Vakaisa masoja awo pamwe chete vakatanga kurwa muvengi
va Japanese akabuda muchina and they cast them out of China.
We are expected to do more than that.
Isi tofana kupfurira guys
kwete kuti ma communist oti kunda isu tiri kuite
kati
gare kumba.
Why
we are not supposed to do that?
Hatifani kuita izvi
ma China,
the Chinese.
Anoti mwari wao ndi Buddha.
Let's say our God is Buddha.
Vakukunde iwewe.
Them, they are outdoing
Why?
Us. Why?
Just because nekaruwengo kungovenga kuti akambondidai.
Because there is iwe. A little issue.
Long march ku China vakatoure vakawanda. Maso jashanga ishe.
The long march.
Asi wanga wabatana. Vakati ngatirowe ma Japanese abude.
And they said, you are going to cast out the enemy.
The Bible says, if your holiness does not exceed that of the Pharisees,
you are
not going to heaven. Yes,
I heard the apostle singing.
Yes,
these people are singing.
Huh?
Apostles.
The apostles.
We see
that
people don't want to see. Not you are not seeing freedom before the Lord. The apostles are doing better. Then
you are not truthful because
it's happening amongst them.
They
are like the apostles.
Lord, we saw someone
and then we stopped them.
If he had
devils in my name, leave him. Let him continue.
No,
we say those are the You are not honest.
You
must become truthful and honest and see what the Lord will do. And then you see the whole heavens opening up. If we change the way
rapture
we see things, then the rapture will go.
The church is a key.
Church
at Sudagre.
The church in Zimbabwe.
In key economy in Zimbabwe.
It has the key to the economy in
Zimbabwe.
We have got the key to unlock the blessings to solve the problems of this nation. We must change the way we do our thing. Let us love one another. And then we pray in that
vein.
And then we chew one another's chewing gum. And then see if God will not
intervene.
If we do that, then the heavens will open up. But if we don't do that, then woe unto us. The prophet said,
church payakatanga kuwedzera muwandu.
When the church started increasing,
vakatanga kusiya ma original precepts,
departing from the original principles.
Vakatanga kutarisisa kuti vanhu vanotiine zvavo.
They started learning about people's opinions. They weren't looking at what God was
saying,
and they departed from God.
That day on Calvary.
Zuva iri pa Calvary.
Paragraph 85.
Paragraph 85.
Now must do that. Now the first thing I want to say is Jesus never lived for himself. His life was spent for others. That's perfectly eternal life.
When they wanted to kill him,
Father, forgive them.
But he was saying, Father, forgive
them. They do not know what they are doing.
Stephen,
as they were
casting
this charge against them.
Amen.
Not the people that are
doing him,
amen,
good, but them that are meddling.
That's perfectly eternal life. When you say you go to church, amen, and you do good things, that's fine. But when you live your life to yourself, you have an eternal life. Eternal life is living for others. Living for others,
not only them that do good unto
you.
Then, that after you help them, they go and imprison you. After you have helped them, they want to
murder
you. Those ones are the ones you are being instructed to live for. The Bible says, if you do good to them that do good
unto
you, what difference is there between you and the heathen? In other words, you are heathens.
Do good to those who kill you.
For whosoever,
when you say you go to church and you do good things, that's fine. But when you live your life to yourself, you have an eternal life. Eternal life is living for others. It's proved when it comes in the Lamb of God. He lived and had eternal life because he did not live for himself. He lived for others. And you receive eternal life by living that day. And you don't live for yourself no more. You live for others. Someone said, how can you stand and let anybody call you such bad names? You don't live for yourself. You live for others. Amen. Amen. That you might redeem them.
Amen.
You become sons. Peter, when thou art converted, strengthen your brothers.
How would he strengthen them?
Then he said, how often shall my brother sin against me?
7 times 7.
The Lord said, no. 70 times 7. In a day.
490
per zua. 490.
You know, you will not surpass that.
Amen. Not end up with Peter and Judas.
I believe Peter had the issues with Judas. Wanted to settle them.
That's why he said, when thou art converted,
that's why the Lord says,
strengthen thy brethren.
Was
in other words, if you cannot bear with someone who is in the wrong, you do not have eternal life. You don't have the Holy Spirit.
That is as plain as it can be. If you want
to offer
an
eye,
the altar is there for you.
Because that's where eternal life starts.
Amen.
You are supposed to live for someone. And that the trouble of it is the churches forgot that they were sons. You are sons.
You are taking Christ's place. You are sons. So don't live for yourself. Live for others. Amen. Well, Brother Branham, I can live for this brother because he's sure he's a nice man. That's not it. Live for that man who hates you. Live for that person who would kill you if they could. That's what they done to him. They killed him. And he died that he might save them. That's eternal life. When you get that in your bosom, you are facing heaven then. Amen.
If it's in your bosom, you are now just about to get into heaven.
But you sacrifice your own things. Give them up like the sheep gives its own wool. You look on towards Calvary. Amen.
The sheep will not say, why are you shearing
my wool?
Because it knows that it's time for the baby to produce wool. You know, if you take away the sheep away the wool, there is something that
Simba mukaka.
That Simba mukaka. You can never exhaust the strength of a man. I am tired of living a Christian life. Did Christ give up?
Christ was not going to
give. Then who's
Uriman or Christ?
Are you an offspring of Christ Jesus? Or you are the son of a heathen, the daughter of a heathen.
Amalekite. Amen. The Great Commission.
Marizu, the Great Commission.
12 to 14, 58:03-01b. Amen. And may I drop this little thing to you, brethren? Amen. May I drop this little thing to you, brethren? As I know you are different denominations, Tongot, you are different individuals.
At
church denomination. I think I have never talked like this to a group of people. But in this locality here, you and throughout the nation, is becoming now. If the devil can keep us separated, he has got us shooting at one another. He's got an open target anywhere he wants to shoot.
Amen.
That are in sports.
Then the team that they are playing against will have a walk over. Then that team is gone. It's the same thing with church.
Mukangotanga kutukana nekuvengana. Timu yenyu yagoweswa.
That team has been overrun by the opposition.
Once you start hating one another and pointing fingers,
that's
the end of it.
Kereke yacho yatoparara.
Amen. Otherwise, you should be clannish.
Hanzi munofana kugungana muri pamwe chete.
Satan hazvimbomunesi.
Satan will not have a problem.
Isusu tiri kumusha tichida kuti mugadzirwe.
Take a little bit of dust. Then the dog.
No, exactly. That
is what Satan is doing to us.
Satan does exactly the same thing.
Satan does exactly the same thing to us.
Anongo simudza dust
isho maso. A little bit of dust.
Chiona zvoita my brother and my sister.
Look at what brothers and sisters will do.
Brother, ana kutendeuka.
This brother is not repentant.
Vakanongedzana chikunwa wanzvimwe zvakanongedzera kwaari kuti newo hauna kutendeuka.
One finger is pointing at the brother, but four are pointing at
sister, wana kutendeuka sister. Mwedeni chai chai, mwezi kuti newe mwedeni chai chai.
It shows that you are three times the heathen.
Nekuti havana nguva yekuanalyza kuti zvandiri kutaura izvi. Matama matsvene here anoshumira nyasha kune vachanzwa.
These good tidings.
Vari kungowandamuka zvichibuda.
They just let loose the words.
Amen. Satan awana an open target.
Satan now has an open target.
America irwiri hondo kwayo. Israel irwiri hondo kwayo.
America and Israel.
Russia irwiri hondo kwayo.
They don't want to fight.
Inouya kwenyu iko. America inouya ngo sponsor ka rebellion.
The American sponsor rebellion.
Ya sponsor ka rebellion mu Africa.
In Africa.
Kaya sponsor.
As military.
Obva yaisa ma futi dzai.
Then they supply their arms.
No, it's you. No, you
don't understand.
Pane muvengi mukuru ari kumashuro.
There is a big
ari kuhanda nema economic pressures, economic problems.
Hiding behind the economic pressures.
Ari kuhanda ne mismanagement.
Hiding behind the mismanagement.
Ha kamdara kakura akagoni kumanage economy.
This one cannot manage.
Motanga kurowana iye ndiye ari kudi.
They start fighting.
Ndozo netwa na Satan izvozvo.
That is what Satan does.
Anongouya ongo isambichana.
Comes in with a little bit of weapons.
Motanga kukwengana nekutukana.
Satan
chakagara zvacho chakara nemanhede chiruti go ragwai.
Satan is sitting down and breathing.
Ini ndapedza nevanhu ava. Siyai vakadaro.
I'm done with these ones.
Impamuno Satan ngati.
Then when
Satan chakuseka.
Satan is
ona zvarikuita.
What they've done, look at what she's done. What?
My Jenova vatendera.
And the heathen will say, are these believers?
Martin, do you understand the
message? Are you saying these are
not the same?
These ones that say they have the truth.
Amen. Would
help us.
Open target. Anyway, he wants to shoot. And what's the use of shooting? We are shooting one another. See? So he can just sit back and relax.
We have done the work for him.
Just relax. But okay. Did you ever, let me just give you, if I found grace in your sight, through God, you take my word for this,
brethren.
If you want to be a blessing, and get a blessing, when a man has done you wrong,
amen.
Amen. I mean he has done you wrong, and you know that he has done you wrong.
Not assumptions or anything.
You know he has done you wrong.
You're cocksure that they've done you wrong.
He has done you evil. Don't mention it. You take him to prayer before God. And don't take it in a way of just a selfish and say, well, I am supposed to do
this.
Amen. But stand with your shoulder to his shoulder and stand in the presence of God, our Father, where a prayer should be made.
Amen.
Father, yes, my brother. He is justly and deserves punishment. Because he has done me evil. I don't see why he did it. Then let God go to talking to you. Not to that man, but to you. And you will see maybe what that man has been through. The devil has twisted him up somewhere and caused him to do. To do that. Though he is absolutely wrong, before you leave the throne of God, you will be feeling sorry for that man. You will be sympathizing with that brother. When you go back down, when you go back down, where earth again?
Amen.
Amen.
Where will you be?
You have climbed into the presence of God. You have gone before the throne of God. You are presenting your brother before the throne of God. Then when you climb down to the realms of men. Amen. You have climbed down to the realms of men. Amen. You again you go over to that brother and shake his hand. Because you know what he has been through. You can't stand with a mortal in the presence of God and condemn anyone. I don't believe. No, sir. Even if he is a rank sinner, what about a brother that has made a mistake? Amen. What about a brother that has made a mistake? Though I say he is wrong, sometimes he is accused wrong.
He must be weary of
sometimes
his
sometimes he is accused wrong.
Zinguva anongedzerwa nokupomerwa.
Nyaya zhinji dzinofamba makuhwa dzakazara nenhema.
Most of these issues that go by grapevine are full of
life. Remember, a miss is just as good as a mile.
Rangarira.
A miss is just as good as a mile.
Kupopotsa kwakafanana nemaira.
Ndikaudza hama yangu imwe nyaya.
I tell my brother a certain story.
Kuti ngaifambiswe nekuku.
Then the story comes in this day.
By the time I know Skapana sister,
by the time it gets to this corner,
Ningea port saka 100 times, can a million times,
it will be distorted completely.
Amen. Remember, what about a brother that has made a mistake? Amen. In another quote, the prophet says, you just imagine that someone hates you.
You are the one that is a
kwete kuti brother anokuenga,
not that the brother
pfungwa dzako,
but it is your mind.
Kuti brother vakandimaka.
And then you say this brother hates
amen.
You.
Then after a time
shure mechinguva,
it becomes a reality.
Zvobva zvazova chukwadi.
Maybe that brother anongo extra kamuka extra kuti zvobva zvava confirmed.
And then the brother does something and then you see it's confirmed. It's a fleece.
Then afterwards, was one of our brother was kukuvenga.
Afterwards, you see the brother doesn't
do you have finger. As what to build a complex.
But what one
complex? What to build a story?
You have got
on that issue.
Panya iyo yo.
Amen. What about a brother that has made a mistake? Though I say he's wrong, sometimes he's accused wrong. When he's not wrong. But if he is. But if he is wrong, well, we will take him to the throne of God. Stand there shoulder to shoulder with our brother, knowing he is immortal, and maybe his destination. Amen. Rest upon our attitude towards him. When we come back, amen, towards him, when we come back from the throne of God, we realize that we are everyone guilty. Amen. Every one of us is guilty. And we all need help one from the other. That's why my text is interceding one for another. And the best way to do it is pray. Now, these great principles, the great church of the living God, if we wouldn't have to say, amen.
The prophet is teaching.
Kuti tine principles, atufana kutevedza aya.
We've got principles we must nekuti follow.
Achatibatsira.
That are going to
amen.
Help us.
If we don't follow these principles,
my principle, you are going to sin against God.
The door inside a door.
That is a door inside a door.
Amen. Paragraph 18. So, but we are always glad to get them
always glad to do something to help someone. You know what a blessing is. Do something for somebody else. That's right. If you have a neighbor or somebody that's done you injustice, remember this for me. Don't never turn him down. See, take him to God in prayer and see what a different attitude you have. If you are sincere in your prayer, you stand shoulder to shoulder with him. Though he's done wrong, you wrong, injustice, but you just take that man to God and stand there in the presence of the Father one time and say, Father, my neighbor here has done me wrong. But I guess watch when you go to telling he's wrong. It not only help him, but it will help you also. And you see what he has been through. Amen. You see what he has been through in the temptations and the things. It will change your attitude towards that brother. It will help him also. You always are doing good when you are praying one for the other.
Can you pray for someone that you don't love?
Can you find a change of attitude?
There must be a change of attitude. If you hate your brother and you say lots of things about
him, who knows? You are holding his eternal destination because of your attitude.
Because if we miss this part, lost forevermore.
Fellowship by redemption. 55043.
In the message given, please.
The first vision I remember was a lady with her baby. And the baby was blind. And he told her what was the matter, glaucoma, which is very familiar among the Indians. Very much of it among the Indians. And when the lady got into the line, a little baby was healed. Then coming along, the first thing I think was about 5 or 4 or 5 mutes, deaf, dumb people. The Lord healed every one of them. And then they are just symbol, just a symbol. They don't try to figure out anything. They just believe you. Then you go to instruct them. Not on your soul, because that won't work. Down along the road, there was a beautiful little Indian. Down along the road, there was a little beautiful Indian princess, about so high, little black eyes, just pretty and bright, but just as blind as midnight. And Brother Marshall and the Indian missionary up there, he told me, he said, when he came down the line, bringing her into the line, he said, Brother Branham, she is blind. And I said, those lovely big eyes, great big pretty dark eyes. Said, yes, she's just as blind as she can be. Brother Branham. And I waved my hand across her eyes like that. And she, her eyes just stay. She couldn't see. I prayed for the little thing. And started, I looked, moved my hand again, and her eyes were still just staring. I thought, oh my, those poor little fellows, just about that high, blind, and didn't know what he did next to her, they was blind too. So something happened that I guess I never seen it before. It wasn't Brother Neville a vision like you would see, but it looked like that I could see myself taking this little thing up before the throne of God, up there before God, and saying to God, Father, this poor little girl, she is blind, and applying the blood of the Lord Jesus to that the child. Then when she was set down, and brother, I had my finger up like this, I said, Brother Marshall, something happened then. I said, it looked like I seen myself going up through the skies with that child by the hand. I was moving like this, talking. And I looked, and those big eyes following my hand, going like that, there she was, perfectly normal eyesight. What happened? The prophet went before the Lord in intercession. Just like in Brazil, not be second, whereby he prayed for an old blind man. He tried to go near to this old man. Maybe he wanted to hand him over the jacket that he was putting on, but he saw that he has big shoulders. He put his legs close to the man. He wanted to put to give him his shoes. He saw that he couldn't fit, and he started saying, maybe in his life he never had a chance of putting on a jacket. Maybe in life don't have even a pair of shoes. Then in that atmosphere of intercession, he heard the old man crying, Gloria Dios, Gloria Dios. What did it? It was intercession. We are told that maybe you are holding someone's eternal destination. So it shows we have to change our attitude. We have to change the way we see certain people. We have to change the way we interact with certain people. Otherwise, you'll be answerable before God. That what did you do with the word of God that I put in your hands? We should not be murderers, but we should be those who are able to restore someone. Revelation chapter 5, part 1, 16 to 19. And he said, that's true, Bill. But these years, about 31 years of ministry, now I've kept my heart prepared for that hour. When he comes, so it doesn't matter when he comes. So he said, that's true. That is true. I said, the greatest thrill I have is living for others. And he said that. He said that's what life is. Makes life real. When you not what you can do or accomplish for yourself, but what you can do for others. See, that's when you are really living. If there happens to be someone among us who has never did that, tried to live for somebody else, give that a trial. And just see how much more life holds for you when you will not live for what you can get for yourself out of life, but what you can give someone else in life, you will find that it's more blessed than riches or anything that can be thought of, is what you can do for someone else to make life burdens, which life in itself is a burden, and you to make it a little lighter for someone else. You just don't know the joy unless you have tried it once to do something for someone else. Amen. That's Christian life. Do something for someone else. And then that brings me to thinking of 31 years will be soon of ministry for the Lord. I guess everyone, every man thinks of some time when he has to come to his last service and come to his last hour and look back down the path and see what he has been accomplished, see what went on. Have you did anything? And have I just said, it's what you do for others that counts?
Amen.
Even if
you close now,
looks
like things are
what you did for others. I'm told to kind of pamariro. Ukaona munhu ari kuzvibonderedza pasi stere.
And if you see someone crying,
vanhu vachitadza kumubata munhu yane chikwereti nemufi.
It means that person.
Kana ari mwana, chikwereti chandikureva hachisemari. Kana ari mwana, haana kuitira baba vake kana mai vake vafava zvaifanira kuita.
They have not done justice.
Saka nyaya ndeyekuti ari kuregreta.
Now they are regretting what they should have done.
We should not regret.
We
should be able to live eternal life. We should be able to live for others. And let God come and live in us. Amen. If God is living in us, then Christian life is being lived. But if Satan is living in us, the devil is living. Abraham had to intercede for Lot at the destruction of Sodom. Amen. When you have eternal life, you are able to live for your brother who is in sin. Abraham angane maruramiro ekuti chatu, nekuti Lot akanga atobva paari achiti aiwa vafudzi venyu ndivane mhosva.
Abraham had a plausible excuse to not want to live for Lot. But he never wanted bed on Lot.
The Bible said he took 300 men, born in his house and trained in his house, to pursue the kings.
When they took
over the king,
on his way back, he did not look for a reward.
Ndatengera brother wa suit.
I bought this brother a suit.
Ndikazoona akapfeka kuti ya.
Brother
wakachena.
Brother
wakachena. Mamuona brother wakachena.
Have you seen him?
Ndinoda kuti vanhu vazive kuti aiwa ndiwo akatenga suit.
You want people to realize that you are the one that bought the suit for the
brother. Waona mugove wako.
You've already gotten your portion.
Amen. Abraham akabva kunopamba madzimambo akudzoka akatochingurwa namambo.
He was even received by the king.
He
says, no, give me the people and take the spoil. You are going to say, I am the one that made Abraham rich. Take the people and the spoil. We look for reward. We look for honor amongst the people.
If I had
been
with me,
that That family would have been destroyed a long time ago. Vazita pasta ku family.
Nekuti uri kudambiri. Vachati ha brother makaita basa nemudzima wangu tinodanana.
I and my wife are in one accord and love one another.
Pavanozoita imwe trouble ndorufana kuenda.
When they have trouble, then you must go there.
Nekuti ndoakazvita pasta wao.
Because you are the one that made you that made yourself pasta.
Wewe uka maintain a low profile.
But if you maintain the low
profile. Onyarara sepasina chakaitika.
Keep quiet like nothing has happened.
Mwari vanokuropafadza.
God himself will give you the blessing.
Obva waona mubayiro mukuru.
And you get a greater reward in heaven.
Painted face Jezebel.
What is a painted face Jezebel?
561003.
561003. Amen. There is something on my
heart. That here a few weeks ago. I was in a certain city having a meeting which many of you are acquainted with, and there had been a Lutheran college there, and in a former meeting the man had told me I was a polished up soothsayer, but the visions, and he wrote to me after he has said I made such a horrible way of a Bible.
Akandinyorera tsamba akati wewe hautogona kudzidzisa zvebible.
Bible teacher, well, I guess that's right.
Oh,
but not on what he said.
Kuti zvakataura.
He said I was surprised to hear a man that faces the people you do and make a statement that Satan can't heal. And he said, we know that Satan can heal.
How many of us here say Satan can heal?
Others were going to the Madhubaba by night, like Saul.
Which doctor?
What? Amen. Preach it, brother.
This morning they sit down and say, amen.
We've
come from the witch doctors, Sangomas.
Varimo.
Yes, some of us here.
Kana mwari vachida rimwe zuva achataurwa.
God, you may be mentioning it if you
know. Why he said we know that Satan can heal.
And this was what Satan anopoda.
Said in the city I come from. He said we have a woman there. That she is a witch, like, and she takes the people that comes to her for sick, and she pulls their hair out of her head. And their veins, and pluck their veins, and gets blood in it. And walks backward to, and walks back down to the river. And throw it over her back. As she walks up to the bank, if something makes her turn around and look, the disease comes back to the people. If she doesn't, the people get well. Amen. And he said, Mr. Branham, I checked, and at least 20 to 30% of those people get healed. And he said, now you are just a boy. With all my 47 years. He said, I was preaching before you was born. And I said, well, wrote him back. And he said, I was a Beelzebub. I said, now first thing I want to forgive you for that, brother, for what I was right then. What you have done. What if I was right? See, then what have you done? You have blasphemed the Holy Ghost, which is unpardonable. Whosoever speaks a word against them, against
them works Jesus said will never be forgiven in this world or the world to come. And I said, I forgive you for that because I believe that you didn't understand. And I said, I love you because that you are interested enough in our Lord Jesus to try to correct me, thinking I was wrong. I said, I appreciate that. Anybody that tried to correct me, when I am wrong, I want to be corrected. But I said, now as far as you are saying, that Satan could heal, I want to just give you the scripture. Jesus said, he could not heal. So that settles it to me. Jesus said when they told him that he was healing by Satan, he said, if Satan casts out Satan, then his kingdom is divided. So I said, that settles it as far as I am concerned. But I said, now to straighten you about the witch.
Amen.
If we could take this way in our life, we win many souls to Christ. But unfortunately, we are doing it the wrong way. Amen. To straighten you about the witch, I said, certain those people got healed.
You
should have heard my testimony.
Those people go to healed.
The prophet says,
Brother Branham,
faith sometimes doesn't come from a pure heart. Munhu angotenda zvinhu zvotoitika iwomira apa uchizvidza.
Things happen and then you stand there and condemn.
Vanototaura vachiti zvife zvinobva paatari zvapora. Asi mabrother nemasista achienda kumba akatakura zvirwere.
And then brothers and sisters going back with their disease.
God does not heal you upon your salvation. But upon your confession of faith. Because he is the high priest of your confession. Ndiri brother ndakatendeuka
1977.
Ndakanamatira vanhu muna fest vakapora. Ndikachengeta mabrother vatova nemhuri nevazvukuru. Izvozvo zvakanaka tinozvida.
That is a good thing. We love that.
But kana pachidiwa kutenda icho chapupu chahachishandi.
But when faith is required, that testimony will not help.
Pari kutaurwa nyaya yeintercession.
We're talking about intercession.
Uchiri kunamatira here vatendi uchiri kurarama here chikamu cheupenyu chinopa mumwe munhu upenyu.
Are you living for others?
Kana kuti waakurarama zita.
Or you are living off of reputation.
Kungonza kwaivapo.
Yeah, it was once.
Chava chingana.
Now.
Amen. To straighten you about that, about the witch, I said certain those people got healed.
What
improved our house, Ramba? Assist to Ramba is
that we
then didn't
know
it. You mean to say no? Yes, the Zoom side was there. As it come at the time,
if it happened here, then it was meant to be true.
I said, certain those people got healed. I said, there is a lot of people go to them, they say, oh, I got power, I do this. But I said, certainly, the people get healed. I said, just the same as it does by the witch. Saura, anakuna kwenda kuna witch yeku endo akanzi nduda kutawara na Samuel. Samuel, anakuya?
Did not so go to the witch of Endo and she summoned up.
Daya akondi yesimomba eberi. Baita nyaya.
That issue was not there in the
Amen. Bible. Just the same as it does by the witch. But it's not the witch that does it. Neither is it the divine healer. It's the people's faith thinking they are approaching God through that witch. And God's got to recognize faith regardless of where it's at. You know that's right. Saka pane nyaya mbiri.
Now there's two things.
Mwari vanogamuchira kutenda zvisina kuti rubva kuchidhakwa here.
God recognizes faith no matter where it's coming from.
Murayini meri kwatinogara.
In our neighborhood.
Tine vamwe mai vakauya nemwana wavo.
Got a lady that
Shure kwaunge hanzvadzi yangu sister nukarume.
After my sister.
Vaona mai vamwe vachitambudzika nemwana.
It seemed the lady.
Vakati aiwa endai kumba kune murora wangu vachira mudzimai wangu. Anokupai prayer cloth.
He's my sister-in-law that will give you a prayer cloth.
Dzimango andi pakauya mai akava murosa. Ianga ari busy. Vadzokera mubathroom makutoita wash ne akangana kuti chi? Dataura nemunhu. Later on ubvazo dzoka kuti ah pane munhu andataura naye. Kubva apinza mai vaya mumba. Vakutanga kutaura nawo kubva apa prayer cloth.
Talking gave the prayer cloth.
Vaya instructors zvekunoita.
Told them.
Mwana vavo achibva apora.
And the child was healed.
Nanhasi baba vemwana vanongoti mudzimai wenyu akara pamwana wangu imimi.
Let's say, no, it's your wife. She healed my child.
Saka this testimony yakapararira.
Now this testimony made waves around.
Saka vamwe mai vachibva vanzwa zvakaitika. Kubva vauya nemwana wavo mhandara. Ruoko rwake rwakadai izvi. Asi kukwanisa kustretcha ruoko.
She couldn't stretch the hand like this.
Sikanzi mwana wangu akarohwa nevanhu vekubasa.
My child has been bewitched.
Saka tokumbira kuti munamatire.
You please pray for her.
Then prayer was offered.
Ndobvavanamatire.
But nyaya ndataura nyaya iyi haisi yekuti akapora. Kupora akapora zveshuwa tikazoona ruoko rwakwatanuka achifamba murodhi. Asi hazvizo zvandataurira. Nyaya ndiri kutaura this issue ndeyekuti mai ava vakati mwana wangu anga adiwa nechidhakwa.
My child was taken away by drunkard.
No. Aidiwa nechidhakwa anga asina kuroorwa.
Oh, a drunkard wanted to have this.
Akachiviwa, regashanisa kuti akachiviwa nechidhakwa.
A drunkard had lasted after this girl.
Apedza kugadzisa zvese akutoda zvekutobvisa mari.
When he wanted to pay the lobola.
Vana baba vatogutsikana kuti taakugamuchira roora.
And the fathers were ready to accept the dowry.
Mai ava vaiti ndakatsanya.
Then this lady.
Ndikanamata. Mai vanopinda method.
And I fasted. The Methodist
woman. Nyaya iyoyo yakaperera mukamwa seporiji.
And then that issue.
Hakuna kwayakaenda.
No one ever saw light to the end of it.
Yapera kudaro.
After that
some month, years later, chidhakwa ichi chakatanga kurwara nepfungwa.
That drunkard lost his mind.
Chikazotofa.
And died.
Amen. Akapindura mai ava ndiani? NdiSatani here kuti ndiMwari.
Who answered that prayer of that lady? Is it Satan or it's God?
Saka nyaya ndeyekuti isusu tinozvinyarira, tinozvitarisa tichizvinzwira tsitsi.
We look down upon ourselves.
Iwewe kana wakavimbika pamberi paMwari uchirevesa, Mwari vanouya to your rescue.
God will come to your rescue.
Kana vakaenda kumuMethodist, vakaita disanal, nyaya yanga yakarongeka, yakutobudirira ko yako.
What about your issue?
Vanotadza.
Do you think he will fail?
Madimoni chaiwo akakumbira sikanzi mauya kuzotidzinga nguva
iri kusati yakwana. And he said you've come to cast us out.
Tichenderei tipinde munguruve.
Allow us to get into the pig.
Mwari vakatende.
And God says it's okay.
Akatopiwa right yekupinda munguruve.
He was given the permission to enter into the pig.
Oyo unotadza kupiwa permission sei?
Why can God not grant you permission?
Dambudziko rako serisikaperi.
Why is the problem always ever there?
Why is the health of my people not recovered? Is it because there's no balm in Gilead? Is it because there's no physician there?
What is your problem?
This one
received
the child. Muno, akaenda ku South.
Ari,
right. Ruoko rwakatasanuka.
The hand was healed.
Pasina kutorwa nechidhakwa.
She was and she was not she escaped marriage. Then what is your problem?
God wants to
it's
all up to you. Kuti uri kwakagadzirira here kuzvigamuchira kana kuti hausi kuda nekuti Mwari hawamanikidzi.
It's
upon your confession. I want to read Zacchaeus, the businessman, as we wind up to a close. Receive them, O Lord, the prophet was praying. I ask as I intercede for them, standing before your great white throne. By faith we stand there looking upon this ivory throne of God. With a blood sacrifice lying before it, making intercession on our profession. Help them, Father. I present them to you to do something for me. I want to do something for me. I want them, Father. I present them to you as love gifts. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Prophet ari kunamata at the same time. In the city for the people. Amen. So it's our mandate to intercede for one another. Lastly, I want to read 1 Samuel 25. Verse 21 to 28. And David said, surely in vain have I kept all that this fellow have in the wilderness, so that nothing was missed of all that pertained unto him, and he has requited me evil for good. So and more also do God unto the enemies of David, if I leave all of all that pertain to him by the morning light, any that pieceth against the
wall.
When Abigail saw David, she hasted and lighted off the ass and fell before David on her face and bowed herself to the ground. And fell at his feet and said, upon me, my Lord, upon me, let this iniquity be, and let thine handmaid, I pray thee, speak in thine audience, and hear the words of thine handmaid. Let not, my Lord, I pray thee, regard this man of Belial, even Nabal, for his name is Saul, is he. Nabal is his name, and folly is with him. But I, thine handmaid, saw not the young man of my Lord, whom thou hast sent, didst send. Now therefore, my Lord, as the Lord liveth, and as thy soul liveth, seeing the Lord is withholding thee from coming to shed blood, and from avenging thyself with thine own hand, now let thine enemies be, and they that seek evil to my Lord be as Nabal. Amen. I want to go to the book of Daniel.
Chapter 9.
When Israel was in Babylon, or before they went to Babylon, they have sinned against God. Which means all of them were included. Even those who were not practically in the issue, they were bundled together. So if anything happens in the church, it means the whole church is answerable. Because maybe because you are not walking right, things start happening. When the church was moving right in the book of Acts, Ananias and Sapphira would not exist or continue to exist. When the church is walking in the principles or precepts of God, things will start happening. Sin will be called out there by the door. Some years ago, I think 1990 or 91, when we were using the small Dutch Reformed Church, something happened spiritually. You could not don the doors or come inside the church when you actually knew that you've sinned. As soon as you sit and tongues started operating, your name was called out. And maybe you ran out to confess. So if the church is walking in the precepts of God, sin will not wreak havoc among them. If sin is wreaking havoc among you, there is an Achan in your midst. So it means if sin is wreaking havoc, everyone of us is responsible. Which means we have to make our lives right, including that one who is practically in that sin. I want to read Daniel chapter 9. In the first year of Darius, the son of Ahasuerus, and of the seed of the Medes, which was made king over the realm of the Chaldeans. In the first year of his reign, I, Daniel, understood by the books that the number of years whereof the word of the Lord came to Jeremiah, the prophet, that he would had accomplished 70 years in the desolation of Jerusalem. And I set my face unto the Lord to seek by prayer and supplication with fasting and sackcloth and ashes. Bhaibheri harisi kuti Daniel nana Mishaki nana Abhedhinego nevamwe vese vakatanga ku tsanya kana kufuga masaga panzi Daniel.
Bible did not say the rest of the group. It says Daniel started fasting.
So don't expect everyone to do the same. But clean your plate, do your best, do your part. Amen.
Amen.
I prayed unto the Lord my God and made my confession and said, O Lord, the great and dreadful God, keeping covenant and mercy unto them that love him and unto them that keep his commandments. We have sinned.
He said we have sinned.
The Bible here is saying we have sinned and have committed iniquity and have done wickedly and rebelled even by departing from thy precepts and from thy judgments.
There is one sinner amongst us.
Because if here we have a heavenly atmosphere, that sin will not survive.
You put a drop of ink in bleach, will you see the ink?
And it is no matter. Saka chiwi chikadonera muhupo hwaMwari, where there's a heavenly atmosphere, it won't survive.
Chivicho chacho hachizorarami, chinoparara.
mukaita ma brother ano hura asika gutsikane mukadzi one.
If we have adulterous
the whole church iri kuhura.
The whole church is adulterous.
Say my brother ari kusurvive ai one.
Why are those brothers surviving in
if
the
you
church?
Can tell me kuti sei vari kusurvive vachiuya kuchurch.
And they continually coming.
Kana tine upo hwaMwari, they should drop dead.
If we have the presence of God in here, they should not pass through those things.
If they don't drop dead, there's something amiss among us.
Kana vakasawana chinowa wana.
There's a Babylonish garment.
Pane hanzve Babylon.
There's a wedge of gold.
Pane goridhe ririmo rakabiwa
rakafanana
kunge riripo.
When the children of Israel went to bow pew.
The others who did not go.
But the Bible said 23,000 died.
23,000.
Huh? Akan tora hanzwechi Babylon. Paka fawa rume 36.
When Akan took the Babylon.
Akan gawa tora hanzwechi Babylon. And Akan tora ndi Akan.
It was just
36 Akan. Avaka fireya.
Why did this 36 die?
When David disobeyed the Lord. Prophet not akanobvunza the kingdom of hundreds and thousands.
Says, do we go get the ark?
Then they did a new thing. They took the ark and put it on an ox cart. Instead on the shoulders of the priest. The church today is putting the ark of the Lord on a new cart. In our homes today, we are putting the ark of the Lord on a new cart. We are not putting the ark of the Lord on the shoulders of the
priest.
Amen. What happened? An innocent person died.
Uza.
When he tried to help the Lord. Atifanire kugadzira makristo edu hama hanzvadzi. Kana munhu achifanira kutendeuka ngaatendeuke.
Someone is supposed to repent. Let them repent on their own.
Kwatoti hai hama ya brother Caleb ngauye kuchechi.
No, that one is brother Caleb.
Ichina yamuri kuisa muchechi.
You are taking dirt and including it in the church.
It doesn't
matter who's
there. The church is there.
The church is the house of
God. Then we do godly
things
in the church.
Not of
relation
or kindred or spirit
or relationship. Yeah, burial society.
If it becomes of relationships and friendships,
the Catholic Church.
The same as the Catholic Church.
FNMDC.
Just like the police.
FNMDC. Dog eat dog. Yes, yes. Wanam dunena nam dengerere wanongo pinda wachibuda.
Hey, people just.
Bachita zanoda.
You just do things.
Neguti huyaimose.
Then it's open to
party
everyone.
Evan. It means holiness. Irregardless of who you are, you have that to toe the line. Kana ukaona uchida kunzwirwa tsitsi panyaya yezvakaipa zvawaita uri munhu asiri.
If you want some sort of acquiescence on your sins, then you
kana
wakuda
kunamata Mwari haunyari vanhu.
You are not ashamed of
it. After and confess.
You don't care what people say after you have confessed. You come. Tell your issue on the altar.
Whether
people will mention or whether they won't mention it. Then that's not
the problem.
If you are looking to men, please.
Your image.
That is not
Christian. Proper.
That is heathenism.
Chivan.
That is tradition.
What is that? You know. Chivan.
I don't want to eat, but you are hungry.
Saka atidi chivan mu church.
You don't want the culture of men in church.
Todachi Christo.
We want Christianity. The word of God.
Not
our minds. Not our minds.
Daniel ari kuti takatadza.
Daniel is saying we have seen.
Dai iri isiri church tiri kuti takatadza. Mwari tinzwirei ngoni.
May you grant us grace.
Handisi kutarisa kuti brother Mafuke ndiwe akatadza. Aiwa.
Not its fate, brother.
Neniwo ndiri kuzvibatanidza saAdam.
I am part of.
Akazvibatanidza naEva.
Who identified himself with Eve.
Tiri kuzvibatanidza pamwe chete. Kana tazvibatanidza zvakadaro, upo hwaMwari hoburuka. Amen.
The presence of God will come down.
We have sinned and have committed iniquity and have done wickedly. And have rebelled even by departing from thy precepts and from thy judgments. And we have neither hearkened unto thy servant the prophet, who spoke in thy name to our kings, to our princes. Amen.
Oh,
time yangu yapera. Let me just read Numbers 25. And I'll close.
Just read the last one, Numbers 25.
And
Numbers 25.
Please,
may you allow me to read Numbers 25.
Amen. Sineurombo ndire gerero.
Please leave for others and forgive me.
Amen. Numbers 25.
Numbers 25.
Want to read about Phineas. And behold, one of the children of Israel came and brought unto his brethren a Midianitish woman. Verse 6.
Moses neungano yose yavana vaIsraeri vachizvibona ivo vari pakuchema pamukova wetende wokusungana.
Amen.
Zvino Phineas mwanakomana waEriezer mwanakomana wamuprista Aaron wakati achizvibona akasimuka akabuda pakati peungano aine kupfuma muruoko rwake akatevera murume uyo muIsraeri mukati metende akavabaya nokupfuma nomudumbu ivo vaviri murume muIsraeri nomudzimai naizvozvo.
Read
verse 9. Amen.
Amen.
16.
Verse 13. Amen. Phineas akabvisa hasha dzaMwari.
The wrath of the Lord.
Kwete kuti ndi brother tapiwa taimbotengerana makokisi mutown umu. Aiwa. Taurana ichokwadi. Munhu waMwari. Ichi ndochiedheni.
Man of God, this is heathenism.
Iwo achiri brother tsore ndochiedheni chamuri kuita
ichi. Brother, this is
Well,
that is proper friendship. Not to pump a sin around. That's not it. No.
Chido for number one.
Now that is folly.
Folly.
If things are not okay,
let us
be honest. Man of God, this is
Amen.
Handled right.
Hakuna zita. Sera Jesu kanano kodenga hakuna rimwe rakaa.